Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Good morning. Welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. I'm Macy Renee, and I am so excited to have you joining me this morning. So just a heads up, if you hear a little bit of a lisp that I now have, it's because I have put myself back in braces after 11 years, I think, of not wearing my retainer. So if you haven't been wearing your retainer, after you've had braces, this is just your reminder that you should go do that so you don't have to get back in braces. My teeth shifted so much, and I noticed feeling a little bit of insecurity about my smile. I still think I have a pretty smile, but I could definitely tell the difference of like looking in the mirror of the way that my teeth have shifted over not being responsible. And I felt bad too because, you know, I didn't come from a family with a lot of money and we never had dental insurance growing up. And my grandma, she could never afford to help me get braces. In fact, I didn't get braces until I was in college. I was 20 years old whenever I got braces, and it was because she had saved up $4,000 out of pocket to be able to pay for them. And then my little a-hole self, you know, after about a year of wearing my retainer, just stopped and thought, well, my teeth won't shift that much. Well, 11 or so years later, yes, they absolutely do shift. And so although I'm only going to be in braces for about, I think my protocol is like 14 weeks, it's like, just wear the effing retainer. Okay, so if you hear a little bit of, you know, my voice sounding different or my, what do they call it, enunciations being different, it's because I have clear retainers in my mouth and I'm just giggling because I can hear the lisp that I have now. All right, you guys, so we're going to talk about comparison today. This was another requested topic of how to stop comparing yourself to other people. And I think it's a good one that we should all dive into. So I want to start with the definition of comparison, which means a consideration or estimate of the similarities or dissimilarities between two things or people. Okay, so we've all heard the quote, I'm sure, of comparison is the thief of joy. And a lot of times the reason that is because we look at someone or something that someone maybe has or does or attributes, you know, that maybe they, I don't know, hold. And we, like the brain, immediately goes into comparison of do we feel that we are similar to that person or do we feel like we're completely different from that person? And if it is something in them, right, that we want or something that they have that we want, we will often compare ourselves to them, to their journey, to their personality, to what they have, to what they don't have, like all of the things. And I also want to share, like a lot of this comes from lack of awareness, even around like how ego shows up in our life. So ego a lot of times comes in as a protector. It wants to feel validated and oftentimes wants us to feel seen and heard and included. And if there's anything that is keeping us from feeling, I don't want to say like the center of attention, but kind of like the center of attention, it can be very easy to compare what we feel is robbing us of the things that we want or the things that we think aren't available to us. So people get stuck in this cycle of comparison, looking at someone who, you know, has attributes or qualities or material things that maybe they don't, and immediately what happens is negative emotion in the body, right? Emotions that feel negative. So again, I've talked about this before, but whenever I say negative emotion on the podcast, I'm never saying that our emotions are positive versus negative, as in good versus bad. What I mean whenever I say positive emotion or negative emotion is how it feels in the body. So unpleasant versus pleasant is more so what I mean. And when comparison comes into the picture, a lot of times what happens is you have a thought about the other person or the thing that you're comparing yourself to, which then creates an emotion in your body. And a lot of times that is an unpleasant emotion where it's maybe a feeling of inadequacy, right? Or a feeling of not enoughness or a feeling of less than, or maybe it's delayed or behind or whatever the emotion is. And if you've been around the podcast for a while, you know that I follow the model with the Life Coach School, in which it teaches that it doesn't matter what our circumstances are always neutral. What creates the result we get in our life is whenever you have a thought about the circumstance and then a feeling comes directly after that into your body, which then drives the actions you take or don't take, and then you get the results. Very similar, I think, to like CBT and therapy and things like that. Cognitive behavioral therapy for anybody who's not maybe familiar with that path. So here is what I want to talk about, because I get asked the question, like, how do I stop comparing myself to other people? And the first rule of thumb is that anytime you want to stop anything, any kind of self-sabotaging behavior, you have to be aware of when you're doing it, why you're doing it, and how you're doing it. So the very first step to stop comparing is to notice when comparison pops up for you. So maybe it's in the dating world and you're dating and you know that someone else that you're dating is openly dating, right? And maybe they end up marrying someone else or going with someone else. And it just, for whatever reason in the dating world, it doesn't work out for you and the person that you, you know, thought you were vibing with. And maybe you compare yourself to the qualities of the other person, right? The other woman, the other man, like whatever it is in whatever situation that you're in. And you start to pick apart the things that you think that person has versus what you don't have. And you start to feel very full of lack, right? Like you're lacking something. Again, that not enoughness might come up. And it drives the actions that you take if you're operating from that place. So if you don't clean it up, a lot of times your actions mean maybe that you get, you start putting yourself down, you start talking negatively about yourself, you start talking negatively about them, you don't feel like you can be happy for them or cheerful for them. Like, it'll impact what kind of experience you have in your life based on whether you're super aware of yourself in this department or not. People do it also with, let's say, in business. I see it all the time, right? I am a coach, and I've even been guilty of this. I am around a lot of coaches. There have been times in my business where I have compared myself to people who were further along faster than I was. And I've talked about that openly on the podcast. You know, I know coaches who started their first year of business and they immediately went to six figures their first year of business. That wasn't the case for me. I didn't hit, you know, six figures in my business until I had been 4 years in. And for a long time, I felt that comparison of like, it happens faster for them, or they've got something that I don't, or they know a secret that I don't know. And I would just completely hold myself back longer, focusing on comparing myself to them and their journey and their story, not knowing the ins and outs of it. versus just being able to focus on what I knew about myself and my journey. And I see it with people with money, right? Like, you know, if you are someone like, for instance, I grew up in low to middle class, in a low to middle class family. And even out of college, my husband and I were, you know, I would consider like middle class, low to middle class. And, you know, it would, like, it's easy in those situations also to compare yourself to people who have a ton of money. Like, thoughts that may come up for you might be like, oh, it must be nice, or good for them, like, woe is me. You know, like, anything that comes up that where you compare yourself to another individual of like, I will never have that, or that's impossible for me. And again, it usually creates feelings of your in your body of unpleasant like an unpleasant feeling. It doesn't usually feel good to compare yourself, because it's the core belief is that you're lacking something that would keep you from having the very thing that maybe you want. And that cycle of thinking keeps you away from the result that you want in general for much longer, because instead of using this information to figure out what you feel you lack, and then asking yourself, is this a skill I can develop? Is this something I can work on? Is this something I really, really want? Like, instead of going all, you know, self-empowerment on yourself, without the awareness, you will self-sabotage instead. And so I did that for a long time. For a long time, I self-sabotaged whenever I would compare myself to other people or things or attributes or personality traits, of feeling like I don't have that and everybody loves that in them, but that's not me and it's not fair. Why don't I have that? You know, I got stuck in those cycles, especially early on in my early 20s. So before I had the coaching work of becoming very, very aware of myself, and again, I'm not perfect, right? But what shift has happened for me over the years is if I notice myself feeling an unpleasant emotion, okay? So if an unpleasant emotion is circulating my body when I'm observing something in someone else, experiences they get to have, or it really doesn't matter. Whatever it is, if I notice my body have this overwhelming negative course of emotion, my work is not to go into woe is me, it's not fair, you know, I'll never have that. Like, yes, I could go down that path, but that is, again, a lot of times going to be ego-driven as a protective mechanism, in which case I'm going to feel sorry for myself first and then want to direct not so nice attention towards what they have or what they do, right? It'll be kind of like catty or nasty or unsupportive. And so it's not helpful. What's more helpful is looking at yourself and saying, why do I feel that way? So let's say I'm observing someone with a lot of money who's able to just pay for whatever they want to pay for at any time, right? They can go to the grocery store, they can buy whatever they want, they don't look at the price ticket, they can, you know, on a whim, maybe jump on an airplane, go wherever they want in the world. You know, they can take a whole bunch of their family and friends like to a trip to Europe or something like that. Like, let's just say that that was happening in my world. If I feel negative emotion come over me or unpleasant feelings circulate my body, what is more beneficial for me in that moment is to ask myself, what part of that is making me feel so unpleasant? Right? And sitting with that for a while. Because do I feel unpleasant because I have thoughts like their spending habits are wasteful? Do I feel unpleasant emotion because my brain is like, man, that's nice. I wish I could do that for my family and friends or for myself and my family, right? Like, you want to get clear on what emotion you're feeling in your body when you go into comparison, and then ask yourself, what is it about that situation, that scenario, that person, that experience, that thing that has you feeling what you're feeling? Like, what thoughts are you thinking about it or about them? Okay, and sometimes sometimes the emotion you might be feeling might just be from pure cattiness of like, I did an episode of this weeks and weeks ago, so you have to go back and find it, but it was about jealousy versus envy and the difference between the two. And sometimes it's going to be coming from jealousy, where you observe that they have certain things that you would like to have, but it would almost feel good if like it was ripped away from them. That's jealousy. Versus envy is like you're observing the things that maybe someone has or gets to experience, and you want it too, but you would never want to take it away from them. You wouldn't want to see them fail. You wouldn't want to see them lose it. You're happy that they get to experience it, but you are aware that you would like it too. You just don't know how to get it. That's envy. So a lot of times people will say, I'm so jealous, without the awareness that jealousy is actually more malicious, because jealousy is like, I want that of what you have, and it would kind of bring me pleasure if it was all taken away from you, because I don't want you to have it if I can't have it too, right? So just the awareness of that. And sometimes the unpleasant emotions that you feel when you're comparing may be jealousy, may be envy. And so again, you want to observe what feelings are coming up in your body and what thoughts are happening in your mind as you're feeling that emotion. So your emotions drive the feeling, or I'm sorry, your emotions drive the feeling. Your thoughts drive the feeling / emotion that's in your body. So a lot of times, if you're someone that recognizes feelings before thoughts, which is what I do, I often don't recognize thoughts I'm having first. I recognize what I feel in my body, and then I have to reverse engineer and say, what is it that is making me, feel this way? Do I like how this feels? What am I thinking about this situation or experience? And sometimes it may be that you don't know how to get it for yourself. You don't know how to attain it. And so that brings about the negative emotion. Sometimes it's that you really, really want it, but you don't see the path. Sometimes it's that you don't agree with the behavior, right? You have a different belief system. Maybe your morals and your ethics are different than what you think the other person may have. So there can be a lot of reasons why, comparison kind of comes up. But the way to really stop and to have it serve you more so than hurt you is to get really clear on what aspect of the comparing that, you want to use to serve you. So for instance, if I am comparing myself to someone else because of experiences they're able to have, I need to get clear that it's because I maybe want to have those experiences. And if I know I want to have those experiences, I can either compare myself to them and self-sabotage, or I can figure out how I'm going to go create a life where I also get to engage in those experiences. And I make the mental note, there's no point in comparing, right? Unless I'm using it to serve me. So maybe I'm comparing that they're much more calm in their day-to-day than I am. Or they're much more focused on what they've got going on versus me maybe focusing on what everybody else has going on, right? So like all comparison, I don't think is bad. Like I will tell you a time when I compared myself to my coach, but I was so grateful that my brain showed me this comparison. And it's actually the reason I hired her. So whenever I first was introduced to her, she had a free Facebook group and she would do Facebook lives in there all the time. And I never really thought that I would end up paying for coaching because I was super broke. Like I really didn't have the money, but I did want my life to change. I did want something to be different. I just didn't know what I wanted in my life. And she would do Facebook lives. And one day in particular, she did this Facebook live after being at the lake with some of the first clients she had ever worked with. And she got pulled over on a jet ski. Like the water police pulled her over, right? And she got on this Facebook live and she was hysterically laughing about the whole thing. I mean, hysterically laughing. She could hardly tell the story on Facebook Live. And the reason being is she said in 1 week, she was like, I have managed with my talent to be pulled over by land, by air, and now by water. She was like, I have blown my own mind. And because just days before this, she had been, they were doing radar by helicopter, okay? And the helicopter basically, you know, I don't know, called down to the police on the ground and they're like, hey, she's speeding. This is a speed trap. And then she got pulled over because the helicopter was doing radar in the sky. And then just days later, she gets pulled over by water. And she was, like I said, hysterically laughing. And what I recognized in her in that moment was the ability to laugh things off and not beat herself up about it for months, if not years to come. Because at that time, my personality, which personality can always be shifted and changed, right? Because personality is just thoughts you've thought about yourself over and over and over and over and over again so much that you believe that you've made it a belief that you think is a part of your personality. So that's the cool thing about personality is your personality can shift and change very much. Like anybody I went to high school with would have said my personality then was totally different than my personality now, because back then I was very shy, I was quiet, I didn't speak two words, whereas now I've got a podcast, right? I'm very out there in my business, I'm doing a lot of different things that I never would have done in high school. And it's because in high school, the way I thought about myself and the beliefs I made up about myself were very different than the beliefs I actually wanted to have about myself. So I've spent several years changing what I believe about myself, therefore impacting my personality. That being said, my coach, you know, modeled to me, like in the way that, of which I compared myself, I'm like, I would beat myself up about this forever. Like forever, seriously. I would have so much shame about being pulled over, you know, being like spotted by a helicopter, then having a police on the ground pull me over, then getting pulled over by water just days later. Like I would literally be hysterical thinking just horrible things about myself. Like be more responsible. You are just so, insert whatever thoughts. I can't even think of them at this time. For her to be able to laugh and just shake her head and be like, yep, I've got tickets to pay. And, you know, this is a lesson learned and I need to pay more attention, but I'm just gonna like laugh this off and not feel totally like embarrassed and full of shame. That was a comparison of me between her. And I was like in awe of it. And so I wanted to learn like how to be able to not beat myself up if I mess up, not be such a perfectionist that I can't allow myself to make mistakes. And immediately because of that video is what made me know in my soul she was the coach for me, because it wasn't the amount of money she was making at the time. She was making six figures. I thought that was cool. It wasn't, you know, her having a coaching business and me wanting a coaching business because I didn't even know I wanted to be a coach. It was literally the fact that she could laugh off being pulled over three times in 1 week by air, by land, and by water. Something I knew I was way uptight to ever laugh off. But I wanted to be able to be more lax and chill and just not be mean to myself, not bully myself. So comparison is not always a bad thing. It's observing how you're using it. You know, if someone really triggers you, a lot of times when people are triggered, they totally want to exile that person from their life and say, I don't want to be around this person. They trigger me too much. Where your powerful work can come from is saying, this person really triggers me. I want to understand why. What is it about them that triggers me? If you're willing to explore that, you will heal the thing that is triggering you and really get clear on if it's something that you're actually wanting or something that you feel very repulsed by that you don't want to relate to at all. And if you need help with that, that's a great reason to hire a coach. If you find yourself being very triggered by people, if you're being a bully to yourself, if you're self-sabotaging, if you're, you know, keeping yourself from getting the results you want in your life, like if you're just in overall sabotage mode and not super aware of yourself and the emotions that you feel, then definitely hop on a free consult at MaceyRenee.com. We can talk about all of this and I can let you know what can be the best way to go about whatever goals you have for yourself that you want to work on. All right. So I hope this episode kind of helps you get clear on comparison and how to let comparison better serve you, how to stop, and just overall use it for your benefit, not for your self-sabotage. All right. I will talk to you guys again next week. Have an amazing week. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.